SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
In this bulletin, Australia's two biggest supermarkets sued over allegations of misleading discounts. People of First Nations heritage and diverse communities encouraged to join the bone marrow donor registry. And 193 countries back a new pact on global cooperation to tackle climate change, wars and inequality. Australia's two biggest supermarket chains are facing legal action over allegations of misleading buyers with fake discounts. The Australian Competition and Consumer Commission has launched legal action in the federal court against Coles and Woolworths. The regulator claims both retailers increased the prices of products by 15% for brief periods before placing them in respective promotions at prices lower than during the price spike but higher than or the same as the regular price. ACCC Chair Gina Cass-Gottlieb says the regulator alleges Coles and Woolworths breached Australian consumer law.
In times of cost of living pressures, it is critical that all pricing claims and price discount claims are accurate. The ACCC is seeking court orders against each of Woolworths and Coles for breach of the Australian Consumer Law, penalties, and a community service order to increase the delivery of meals to Australians in need by registered charities in our community.
SBS News has contacted Coles and Woolworths for comment. Advocates say a welcome boost in support payments for low-income Australians is still not enough to make renting affordable in every corner of the country. Payments such as the aged pension, job seeker and the disability pension all increased in line with indexation on Friday, while Commonwealth rent assistance payments were given a 10% top-up. But a report by housing advocacy group Everybody's Home finds people relying on Centrelink or on the minimum wage would still be in severe rental stress across the capital cities and most regions. Bone marrow transplants are life-saving, but finding a genetic match can be especially difficult for First Nations Australians. Currently, most patients rely on international donors, with 85% of transplants coming from overseas. Lisa Smith from StealthSem Donors Australia explains why it's so important to have a diverse pool of donors, especially for Indigenous Australians.
Because the match that we look for is a genetic level match, and so therefore, as a patient, you're much more likely to find your genetic match with a donor that comes from a similar ancestry to yours. And so that's why, and Australia obviously being very multiculturally diverse, we need to have a diverse donor pool. If you come from a First Nations background, really, you're unlikely to find a match outside of Australia. So that is why it's particularly important for our donor pool to reflect the diversity of Australia and have a particular emphasis on meeting the needs of First Nation patients.
The lack of diversity in Australia's stem cell registry means that First Nations people have an even harder time finding a suitable match, and advocates are calling for more Indigenous Australians to consider joining the registry, as their contribution could be vital for patients within their communities. The United Nations General Assembly has approved a plan to bring the world's increasingly divided nations together to tackle 21st century challenges. The Pact for the Future, detailed in a 42-page document, outlines 56 actions, including eradicating poverty, mitigating climate change, achieving gender equality, promoting peace and protecting civilians, and reinvigorating the multilateral system to seize the opportunities of today and tomorrow. After 18 months of negotiations led by Germany and Namibia, the pact was adopted by the 193 member nations of the UN at the opening of the two-day summit of the future. UN Secretary-General Antonio Guterres says the pact is about how global cooperation should work going forward.
I called for this summit because 21st century challenges require 21st century solutions. Frameworks that are networked and inclusive and that draw on the expertise of all of humanity. I called for this summit because our world is heading off the rails and we need tough decisions to get back on track.
Although the Pact for the Future will not be legally binding, it will be referenced in UN documents to help strengthen the ability of the UN system to deliver on the UN Charter, which is legally binding. United Nations General Assembly President Philemon Yang says what has been achieved with the consensus of the pact should not be undermined.
From conflict and climate change to the digital divide, from inequalities to threats against human rights, together we all face profound challenges. Yet, alongside these challenges, there is hope. There is hope because challenges come along with opportunities. The opportunity for renewal, innovation, and global cooperation is within reach.
Richard Gowan from the International Crisis Group says that he thinks the final text of the pact could have been more ambitious, with the inclusion of more new ideas when it comes to wholesale reform of multilateralism. Environmental campaign group 350.org says the real test will be the delivery of the goals outlined in the pact. A United Nations official is warning of imminent catastrophe as the cross-border fighting between Israel and Hezbollah escalates. In a statement, the UN Special Coordinator for Lebanon, Janine Hentz-Plasgaard, says no military solution will make either side safer. Hezbollah says it is responding to an Israeli airstrike in Beirut on Friday that killed at least 45 people, including one of its top leaders. The Iranian-backed militia and political group says it aimed at military targets in the last 24 hours with the launch of more than 100 rockets across northern Israel. Israeli Army Chief Hazi Halevi says the price that Hezbollah pays is increasing.
Our attacks will increase. We've attacked hundreds of terrorist targets in Lebanon in recent days. Today, this morning, Hezbollah fired once more towards the north. This is firing at civilians. No sovereign country can allow such a threat to its citizens and its sovereignty.
Sri Lankans are rejoicing at the election of Marxist-leaning Anuradhakumara Dissanayake as president. Mr. Dissanayake, who lacked the political lineage of his rivals in the presidential election, has pledged to fight corruption and bolster a fragile economic recovery following the South Asian nation's worst financial crisis in decades. He led from start to finish during the counting of votes, beating incumbent President Ranil Wickremesinghe and opposition leader Sajit Premadasa. He took 5.6 million or 42% of the vote, a massive boost to the 3% he managed in the last presidential election in 2019. Mohamed Nafang, a banker in the capital Colombo, says Sri Lanka has been waiting for real change.
After 76 years of bad politicians did something bad to our country, this is the change we need. Actually, that's we hope the new president will do something better.
Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump says he will not make a fourth consecutive run for the U.S. presidency if he loses the November 5th election, saying that will be it. The 78-year-old former president told Shari Atkinson's Full Measure program he's doing his best to win this election.
If you're not successful this time, do you see yourself running again in 4 years?
No, I don't. No, I don't. I think that will be... That will be it. I don't see that at all. I think that hopefully we're going to be successful.
The 6th International Day of Sign Language is being celebrated today by deaf communities globally. The annual event during the National Week of Deaf People commemorates the date when the World Federation of the Deaf was established in 1951. Today, the Federation represents 70 million deaf people from 135 national associations around the world. This year's theme urges people to support better implementation of the human rights of deaf people under the Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities. And to sport in the AFL, Swans midfielder Chad Warner says the team has learned from the experience of losing last year's grand final and will be ready for the grand final on Saturday. 12 months ago, the team fell 4 points short of winning their first premiership since 2003 when they lost to Collingwood. This time, they'll be facing the Brisbane Lions at the MCG in the first non-Victorian grand final in 18 years. Warner says the team has built themselves from the ground up and the players are in the right headspace to execute.
Just soak it all in as much as you can, and I think with our preparation and going into the games, I think you just got to realise the grand final is a different beast, and players from opposition teams are a lot hungrier and a lot more fierce than in the regular season, so I think we can take that learning in this week. Yeah, I think honestly just going back to basics, like we have kind of this year when we're playing not too good footy, we just went back to basics and getting our contest and pressure right. I think if we can just do that though, we'll be right.
And now having a look at the weather around the country, Perth, sunny, 23, Adelaide, partly cloudy, 20 degrees, Melbourne, cloudy and 20, Hobart, windy and partly cloudy and a top of 17 degrees, Canberra, sunny day ahead, 21, Wollongong, similar forecast, 26, Sydney, sunny day, 27, Newcastle, also sunny, 28, Brisbane, similar forecast, 27 degrees, Cairns, also sunny and 31 degrees, and Darwin, mostly sunny day ahead and a top of 34 degrees. And that is NITV Radio News.
NITV Radio, Monday, Wednesday, Friday at 1 p.m. or anytime online.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.